Dr. Paul Sundberg of the National Pork Board is Vice President for Science and Technology for the Pork Board. He was one of the staffers in Oklahoma City for their January board meeting. Had the chance to talk with him about some of the hot button subjects that he's been involved in recent months on behalf of the hog industry.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you're trying to work on right now using checkoff monies from the pork industry. What are the two or three things that are really key that'll keep the pork industry viable in the years to come that you can work on?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. One thing is input costs. Well, high price of corn, a very high price of corn. It's not going to go down. There's going to be input costs. 60-70% of the cost of growing that pig is in the corn costs. So we've got to be more efficient and produce our pigs as efficiently as possible. Efficient feed utilization, efficient energy utilization, all of those things that will decrease input costs, because that's really what the producers can get their arms around, and they can really have an impact on input costs, and that's what we're trying to help with our research and education programs. The other thing that goes to input costs is animal health. And animal health and identification of animals, identification of premises, it's a way that we can look over the hill and buy an insurance policy on the whole industry, if you will, that if we get our animals, our breeding herd, identified with a USDA-approved tag that'll tell us where they're coming from, if we get our premises identified, it will help us, respond to and recover from not just a foot-and-mouth disease type of outbreak, but emerging diseases as well. Something so we know where our pigs are, really important issues. Input costs, animal ID, animal health are really important.
A little bit of a dialogue tonight between our state executive, Roy Lee Lindsay, and yourself and others here in the room about the fact that we move so many pigs from our sows here in the state of Oklahoma to other states, and there's a lot of concern regarding both the welfare issue but also the animal disease issue.
Yep. There are hundreds of thousands of pigs moving every day across the country, and one of the things that is really important is, because it's important to the pig, and because it's important to the pig, it's important to the producer, is the welfare of the pig in the back of that truck. How far they can travel, how dense they can be put into the trailer, the environment within that trailer for different ages, because it's different with finisher pigs, it's different with nursery pigs, and it's different with sows. So all of those things, we need to have good science-based answers for those, and that's another thing that Checkoff's working on, is the research to help us with those science-based answers so that welfare of the pig can be maintained, because we know that maintains its productivity and that maintains the opportunity for a producer to be profitable.
But your example tonight was really interesting, that you don't want to necessarily pack them in, but yet you got to have a certain level of density.
Yeah, you see, that's part of the thing. That's part of the science-based part of this. Rather than coming up with regulations or guidelines or even standards to say, here's what you should do, and then go out and try to figure out if that's right, what Checkoff's doing and what we're trying to do as an industry is to look at the science first and try to figure out what's the right thing to do, and then form the standards on that. And the example that I gave was in the European Union. They passed a regulation that said that, I don't remember what the density was, but so many pigs per square feet in the back of a truck, they thought that was a really good thing. And it was light, because they thought, well, if you put them in too heavy, that's not good animal welfare, so we got to put them in light, and that'll be good animal welfare. Then what they found out is they put a camera in the back of the truck and watched the pigs as they were hauling with that density. And they saw those pigs slamming against the side of the truck. And when the truck had stopped, the pigs would fall forward. When the trucks would speed up, they'd fall back. They'd go against the side when they turned. They found out that what they thought was animal welfare friendly really wasn't animal welfare friendly. So the idea is that we need to have science-based guidelines, science-based standards, rather than let's think of some standard that we think might be good, and then we'll see what happens. We need to do it the other way around.
One of the area is this call by the Humane Society across the country regarding gestation stalls. How do we, what's the appropriate response? How do we do science to know what's really right in this issue?
I'll tell you, there's been, for decades, there's been science work on the use of stalls and the productivity in stalls, as well as in pens. And we've looked at all of that, all of the studies from years and years ago. And all of those studies tell us, when you look at them all together, what it says is the science is pretty clear. The science behind a stall says that a stall can be welfare-friendly or it can be not welfare-friendly, depending on the husbandry ability of the person that's managing it. The same thing happens with pens. People that have used pens before, and that's one of the reasons they got away from pens, is because they wanted to manage their pigs better. Because some of the aspects, if you don't manage them well in pens, can be very unfriendly. And so, when you look at the science, the stalls are really the same as the pens, and the pens are the same as the stalls, as long as you're managing them well. So one of the things we do is try to evaluate science in new systems, but we also try to put together the information and the education, if you will, that producers can use to be able to manage those. So whatever system the producer wants to use, whether it's based on markets, because there may be a market that says, you know, I just don't want stalls, or, you know, I just don't want pens. If a producer decides he wants to take advantage of that market, then go out and do it. Our job is to ensure that they've got the information they need to be able to manage that as well as possible.
Paul Sundberg with the National Pork Board, and I'm Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.